Educators from across the country are meeting in Washington, D.C. this week for the annual National Education Conference. Kathy Vetter is the Wyoming Education Association president. While some states still struggle with funding, others have restored education money to pre-2008 levels. That's not the case in Wyoming, where a downturn in the energy economy has led to cuts in education funding for the first time in many years. Vetter says the cuts came faster than educators thought they would. She tells me that educators also fear that things could get worse.
Well, a big conversation is not only are we looking at funding cuts, but in K-12, we're also expecting enrollment declines. And our funding system is set to adjust according to enrollment increases or decreases. So there's a real concern with our K-12 schools, that the 1% cut is already figured in. School districts have dealt with that through either attrition or reduction in force or other ways of cutting the budget, that 1%. But then this fall, schools are concerned that they're going to have a decrease in enrollment, and then that will also decrease their funding level, being as our K-12 funding model is based on ADM or enrollment of students. It is a three-year rolling average for decrease, so as it goes down, it will still go down because the average will go down. That three-year rolling average works for a decrease in enrollment. If there's an increase in enrollment, the increase in funding is right away that year. But we are looking at most school districts having a decrease in enrollment, so it won't hit them as hard the first year, but as each year goes on, that decrease in enrollment will affect them more and more.
Now, some people, you know, I've heard this, say, well, if enrollment declines, do you need as many teachers? Do you need as many resources? Would you respond to that?
Well, when you think about a decrease in enrollment, let's say you lost 50 students. Well, you didn't lose all 50 in one grade. So it isn't like you can say, oh, well, we need two or three less teachers. It might be two in one grade and three in another, and one in another, and just decreasing by three students in a grade, you can't actually have one less third grade teacher because you have three less students. So it really does, it is difficult to say you need less teachers when you have 24 less students. That's two students per grade. That doesn't mean one less student per grade level. So it doesn't quite work out that way. You still have to provide all the services for the students that are there, and the enrollment decrease isn't just in one grade. So our smaller school districts, when they lose one or two students in a grade, they can't decrease the number of teachers. Our larger school districts, if they lose 20 in a grade, possibly can shift students around among schools, but it is difficult because not all the students are leaving from the same grade.
Kathy Vetter visiting with us of the Wyoming Education Association. So let's change gears, and I know one of the big topics of conversation at the national level will be the Every Student Succeeds Act, which replaced No Child Left Behind. Do you believe that this change lead to a better measurement of how students are doing and give us a little better sense of how we're doing nationally?
I think it's going to take some of the pressure off. NCLB, or No Child Left Behind, was more of a test and punish kind of law where everything was tied to testing. With ESSA, there's a decrease in emphasis on testing and a larger emphasis on student learning. And I think it's going to help our students in that it gives a lot of control back to the states and the local.
You mentioned taking the pressure off. I know we've had some school districts, or at least some schools in the state, that have maybe gotten some labels they may not have deserved. Getting all of that out of the way, do you think we can get a little better focus on education?
I think we can turn that attention back to student learning, and I think it will improve learning for students. I think we've always, as educators, been focused on the students, and having that burden taken off with the excessive testing will really help educators have more time to work with students and more time for one-on-one work with students when we have less time taking tests. And in the long run, it should really help our students increase their learning.
Maybe one last thing for you, Kathy, before I let you go. I mean, going back to maybe some of the funding reductions and that sort of thing, is there any concern that's going to impact any type of innovation that we have out there in the state?
I think in the short term, it may impact some of our technology and things such as that. But in the long term, our economy is going to come back, and we will continue to be a leader in education in our nation. I believe that Wyoming has one of the better education systems in our nation.
Kathy Vetter, always nice chatting with you, and have a good time at the conference, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, and you have a great day.